And we move on to the subject of today's letter to the nation from Cyril Ramaphosa. And he told us in that letter that he and his government colleagues are working on an important policy document that aims to root out corruption among public service officials. There's something called the Draft National Implementation Framework Towards the Professionalization of the Public Service. The idea is to build a state that better serves citizens, that is insulated from undue political interference, and where appointments are made on merit. Wouldn't all of those be nice? Wouldn't one of them be fantastic, two of them be amazing, and three be just totes amazeballs? He writes, 27 years into democracy, it can be said of the public service that while several pockets of excellence exist, we have serious challenges in many government departments with regard to skills, competence, and professionalism. All too often, people have been hired into and promoted to key positions for which they are neither suitable nor qualified. This affects government performance, but also contributes to nepotism, political interference in the work of departments, lack of accountability, mismanagement, and corruption. Hallelujah! He has seen the light. But he is the head of a political party whose policy of cadre deployment is 100% responsible for 99.5% of the problems. Is there any recognition of that in the president's letter? No, sir, there is not. Kevin Allen is a local government analyst, MD of a local government analysis firm called Municipal IQ. Kevin, a pipe dream or the beginnings of a serious move towards a better public service? How do you see it?
Hi, John. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we live in hope. I do think, it's good to see the issue being framed at least by the president. Our problem in all spheres of government, but certainly in local government where I spend my time, is that we need a good capacity. We need people with good qualifications. But more importantly than that, perhaps, is we need people to be held accountable. So in other words, if someone does something wrong, if they corrupt, if they do something they're not supposed to do, that we're able to have these people removed. There's lots of examples of this where you have officials, very senior officials, municipal managers, CFOs, etc., not only in municipality, but examples in municipalities, where people are not held accountable, where they stay in position, and then even worse, not only where they don't do their job properly, so in other words, issues of competence, but then also issues of corruption or criminality, where people, it seems to take an age to get rid of people who are implicated in fraud or other criminality, violence, murder, etc. So, yeah, ultimately accountability is the issue here. So let's see.
So you don't need a national implementation framework towards the professionalization of the public service. You simply need to enforce common rules in the management of employees.
Well, I think it's good to have a framework in place because I think that framework will frame everything we do and will guide us. And it's a common policy outline which everyone can refer to and where we all playing in the same park by the same rules. But if I was cynical, I would say that we already have a range of such rules certainly in local government. Section 57 of the Municipal Systems Act frames how senior municipal officials act. We have a range of different types of regulation. We have similar rules and regulations flowing from the MFMA, the Municipal Finance Management Act. We already have that. What we don't have is anyone enforcing these rules and regulations. And that's really the bottom line. We need the president, we need ministers, and in local government, we need every provincial MEC and provincial department to enforce existing rules, very good rules and very well articulated in existing legislation. If we have that, we'll be successful in getting rid of bad apples and people involved in corruption, etc.
the president said that there is this this national implementation framework has been approved by cabinet, and now structured consultation with various sectors of society are now underway. Again, consultation is great. You know, we need consultation, but really, when there are rules, common sense rules already in place, and you have a national implementation framework, what do you need to consult about? Just do a really serious audit of all the people in public service who are doing business with government or have relatives who are doing business with government, both of which are against the rules, and sanction them.
Yeah.
And you know, that sends so much more of an important message than consultation, structured consultation, Nochal, with various sectors of society.
Look, I think it is good. I think this is a positive thing, and I agree with it. I think a framework is good, and I do think getting a structured consultation is good, because if you have that, if you have good buy-in in theory, let's say, then people, you can say, hey, listen, we consulted you, everybody agreed on this, now we're all living with it, and because we all said it was a good thing and we all bought into it and said, yes, you can tick off my agreement with it. So I think in that sense it's good. But ultimately, let's say, you know, this is a good first step. We've had many such steps before. We have much legislation and regulation already in place, policy, et cetera, in local government and in other spheres of government. But, you know, let's get this done and move on and get into the...
Exactly. I mean, that's it. Let's get this done. You know, one of the things that the president said in his State of the Nation address is that they're appointing people to advise on the establishment of an independent body to advise Parliament about corruption. What the heck for?
Sure.
You know, just do it.
Yeah.
You know, there are laws against corrupt practice.
Yes.
Enforce them. What do you need
another expensive
consultative body leading to yet another expensive independent advisory body?
Yeah. I think also, you know, I can hear the frustration in your voice, and certainly I think that's tapping into frustration generally and impatience across the board. And I think that's absolutely valid. I know in local government as well, people are very frustrated. We've had many such policy initiatives. I mean, I think with the president, who I respect and who I think is he's got a job on his hands. But people are running out of patience. You know, people want it. The public at large wants to see those who are corrupt or who are incompetent held accountable. And that's the bottom line. You know, this is a good initiative. Let's get it done. But let's get into the holding people accountable phase of things in our country.
Kevin, thanks very much for talking to us. Much appreciated. Kevin Allen, MD of Municipal IQ, a local government analyst.